Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Al Franken, Brady Quinn, and a cast of luminaries took in Minnesota Vikings training camp. They had some interesting things to say about the team.
From playing in the NFL, every team talks about a Super Bowl at the beginning of the season. This team legitimately can say that, and then they can mean it because of their defense, because of the continuity they have on offense, because of some of the additions they made in free agency and the draft. So I have high expectations for this team. I think it's going to be a very, very competitive NFC North, and I think they have the ability to take it all the way. They just have to go out and prove it to everyone that they can do it.
This team is one of the teams that we kind of think being the sleeping giants in the NFC, and I think it's kind of validated by what you see on the turf. They're defense is outstanding. The offense has some new shiny weapons for Sam Bradford to play with. I think they have a chance in the NFC North to be really good.
There's no shame. There's nothing wrong with being a team that's led by your defense and where your strength is. And you look at some of these contract extensions that have come along the line the past year or so, and you see it's sort of confirmation that this team has a ton of really talented defensive players who are getting market value from this team to stay here. And so there's nothing wrong with that. You can't have an offense that's in the bottom, you know, three or four, which has happened a few times here. But if they can certainly mount a challenge in this division for sure with a team that's based on defense and scoring enough points.
You have to be able to play good defense in this division. All the quarterbacks that we talked about in this division are big-time players. You think about Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford. Being able to defend those guys, you have to be able to get stops to win games.
If I had to put money on who the best player was going to be in 2017, I'd probably say Anthony Barr. I think that's a safe pick. I think he's a perfect Mike Zimmer player, a guy you can do a bunch of stuff with. Watch out for Danielle Hunter, though. I mean, Hunter's the guy who I think could really make a big jump. He didn't play a huge amount of snaps last year, but had a huge impact. I know they think the world of him here. And so, you know, if I'm going to go with the safe pick there and just give you the name that everybody would say, I think it's probably Anthony Barr. If I'm going to give you the guy who I think, you know, you roll the dice and say this guy could be the guy who makes a jump, as Hunter.
So Mike has been in this league, in the National Football League, for 24 years. You're not even 24 years old.
I might be.
And so he's been in the league that long, and he's been the coordinator on defense for 14 years and a head coach now in his fourth. He's been around the block. Very successful. And he has grown this defense. Every year that he's been here, now in his fourth year, it's gotten better. Every single year. Now, if he can do that with his offense, you got something, right?
They
got
to run for more than 75 yards a game, which is number 32. Obviously, they went out and found two new tackles, and in all likelihood, they have a new center. So, with three key pieces there, reworking that line, keeping Sam upright, giving Sam time to throw the ball downfield, you know, I think they have the weapons if Michael Floyd is back on the field in October. If Dalvin Cook and if Latavius Murray can give you the running attack that you so badly lacked last year, I think the pieces are in place. And I think the fact that, you know, Pat Shurmur isn't calling plays with Norv Turner's play sheet anymore. Pat was put in a tough position last year because he's a straight West Coast guy and you know, he's really, you know, he could do his own thing, but he's got to call what Norv had installed and had been here with. So, and I think considering the familiarity, I hate that word, by the way, that he and Sam have, I think will pay dividends this year.
You know, last year, I think what happened was the offensive line, we just got, I'm not telling you, anybody who watches this something you don't know, but we got so many injuries.
Right.
And I think if we can give Bradford more time, he's is an amazingly accurate thrower, and I think we can get a running game established that way. And I think the health of the offensive line this year.
Well, first of all, I love a stadium, so I was so pleased when we got the tour. But it's just spectacular, just breathtaking. I like the fact that it's kind of right there in the city as well, because so many stadiums now seem like they're 30 minutes out of town or 40 minutes out of town, and it's a bit like our soccer stadiums. Our soccer stadiums suddenly appear out of nowhere in the middle of the city, and I love that. And I just think it's going to be a tremendous place to play a Super Bowl. Would love to get to see a regular season game, because the atmosphere from afar, looking at it when they get the whole skull chant going, it just looks tremendous. You can thank us for that, because, you know, England got knocked out of the Euros by Iceland. They got all excited and did the chant and the clapping, and then next thing you know, it's on the NFL.
It's come full circle, like a year later, right? Yeah.
Pleased to help you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Do you think Minnesota can do a good job of hosting the Super Bowl? Minnesota will do a fantastic job.
Right.
Because the pride of the people in Minnesota, and in my opinion, the selflessness, this is an unselfish place. When you have the Super Bowl now, it's not just having a football game. Your state is on trial because America is watching, and they want to know, what kind of place is this Minnesota? You know, so everybody is going to know, we've got America coming to our front door. America's knocking on our front door. Let's open the door and be nice to them.